Okay, here we go. Stand by. 3, 2, 1, action.
Assume nothing.
Rash, bald-faced blasphemy.
Question everything.
I find it extremely hard to imagine.
Open your eyes.
It is quite all right to be an atheist.
The fastest growing group of people in the country has been measured as being those who have no belief or who are atheists.
You don't have to be apologetic or quiet about it.
Challenge the opposition.
You see religion on 100 fronts losing the argument.
And start thinking. This is The Thinking Atheist Worldwide.
And here we go again. Another quote-unquote breaking story about sexual abuse allegations from within the Catholic Church and the cover-up. An article posted at CNN on the 21st of this month said, abuse allegations have been leveled at the Catholic Church for decades, as if this is news. First part of the article says, for more than three decades, the Catholic Church has been rocked by sex abuse scandals spanning the globe. And for decades, the Church has been accused of protecting itself rather than the victims of child sexual abuse. And it lists some major scandals and revelations, including the most recent one. A Pennsylvania grand jury released a report this month detailing decades of alleged sexual abuses by priests and cover-ups by bishops. The report said internal documents from six Catholic dioceses in Pennsylvania, some held in a secret archive to which only the bishop had a key, showed that more than 300 predator priests have been credibly accused of sexually abusing more than 1,000 child victims. Pope Francis issued an unusually blunt letter, this is CNN's words, 6 days after the report's release, acknowledging, quote, with shame and repentance, the Catholic Church's failure to act, writing, quote, we showed no care for the little ones. We abandoned them. The letter directly referred to the Pennsylvania report, which detailed the experiences of at least 1,000 survivors, victims of sexual abuse, the abuse of power, and of conscience at the hands of priests over a period of approximately 70 years. Looking ahead, the pontiff said, the church was working on a zero-tolerance policy on abuse and cover-ups. Friend, activist, and attorney Andrew Seidel is director of strategic response from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and he issued an article on the 15th of this month called Report on PA Abuse Confirms It's Time to Quit the Catholic Church. I'm going to read the whole article with Andrew's permission, but before I do, I wanted to talk to Andrew Seidel himself. Andrew, it's good to talk to you. How you doing, man?
I am well. It's always a pleasure to come join you on this wonderful show.
How often do we find ourselves talking about the Catholic Church? It's just like this broken record, and here we are again, right?
Far too often. It is a broken record. It's a great analogy. It's this terrible cycle of abuse, assault, cover-up, and then repeat.
So you've been going through a bunch of the documents. I saw some lament on Twitter from you that was like, you know, man, this is kind of a dark day because you've been going through in depth a lot of the material about the cover-ups. So let's start there. What'd you find?
Yeah, so I read the entire Pennsylvania grand jury report. I really don't recommend that people do that if you can avoid it. It's haunting. I genuinely could not sleep the two nights after I read it. I was in the car on the way to work with Liz, you know, my better half, who's also an attorney here at FFRF, and I had to pull over because I couldn't drive anymore. I was so broken up about what is happening. We are sacrificing children on the altar of this Catholic fairy tale. Just thousands and thousands of children are being raped, and it is being covered up, and it happens again and again and again. And the details in the report are harrowing. But the crazy thing about it is that, as we've said, it's nothing new. This is not the first of these reports, and it's not the last of these reports. This just happens to be the one that is the most recent. And, you know, it's got a little bit better documentation than some of the other reports, because the Pennsylvania grand jury actually got access to some of the secret archives. And that is the phrase that the church uses to describe they have a secret archive of documents that they use to track the predators in their own church and where they move them around.
And this isn't even the material from all the dioceses. I mean, this is just a sampling, correct?
Yeah. So, I mean, the numbers themselves are it's just staggering. You're talking about 300 predatory priests that they know of, 1,000 victims that the report mentions. And they actually say in the report also that they expect there are thousands more victims that were too scared to come forward. They say that right in the first couple pages. And since the report was released, the hotline that the attorney general in Pennsylvania set up had 400 additional victims come forward in the first few days. So you're 300 predatory priests, at least 1,000 victims. The report itself is 900 pages plus another 500 basically of appendices. They went over 2 million documents, including some from those secret archives. But it's only 6 dioceses in Pennsylvania. Now, there are 185 dioceses in the United States. You know, so if you want to multiply those numbers by 30, that would give you an idea of how widespread this problem is in the United States. And that would be a vast underestimation.
On the 22nd of August, Pope Francis tweeted these words. He said, "We must protect the family. Our future depends on it." And you responded with some pretty direct words of your own. You want to just quote yourself here? Or?
I don't know if I should read it out loud or not. I'm furious at that response. You know, this is hypocrisy. This is a dereliction of duty. The Pope has ultimate power. It would be so easy for the Pope to fix this problem. I mean, I thought when I read that tweet, I just started tweeting. I think I told him to get off his ass and do something.
Well, I mean, and I think this was one of the major criticisms of the Pope's official statement, was that he's long on verbal sympathy, but there was almost no talk of corrective action, how to fix the problem, right?
Absolutely. This is Pope Fluffy. He's got it, all the right words and no action to back it up. I mean, literally, you and I could sit here and probably brainstorm for 5 or 10 minutes and come up with easily 10, 15, 20 ideas that the church could implement right away that would go a long way towards fixing the problem. I mean, here's one idea that I came up with right away. You know, how about you say that it is the duty of every single Catholic in the world to immediately report any allegation of abuse to the secular authorities? Stop telling them to report it to the church authorities. Go right to the police, report it, and tell those police who may be Catholic, those district attorneys who may be Catholic, that they have a duty to investigate it and not try to cover it up with the church. That right there, you are on your way to fixing the problem. How about you tell every Catholic in the world that it's their duty to advocate for longer statutes of limitations for these victims so that they can get justice? How about you excommunicate every single Catholic that rapes a kid or covers it up? That would go a long way towards fixing the problem. None of that has happened. I mean, and it's mind-boggling that people still stand by this organization after scandal, after cover-up, after scandal, after cover-up. I mean, we are talking about the rape and torture of children. It is disgusting.
We've been talking about the extension of the statute of limitations on sex crimes against children by the church, and many in the church are protesting the extension, which to me just seems bizarre.
Yeah, well, why would you want victims to actually have access to justice? It goes back to the cover-up. You know, the reason that they're covering it up, and the report actually documents the cover-up playbook that the church had. I mean, you can read, they have a 7-step playbook, and that's how it's referred to cover these crimes up. You know, if you belong to an organization that needs a playbook to cover up the rape and torture of children, it's time to leave that organization.
Which is sort of the message from the article that I had been referencing on social media, one of the reasons I wanted to speak to you specifically today, because the line is, it's time to quit the Catholic Church. I mean, this is the message to Catholics. If you are part of an organization that is willingly covering up crime, sex crimes against children. It's time to quit that organization.
It is time to quit the Catholic Church, absolutely. I think that you cannot be a Catholic today and claim that you don't know this is happening. So in my mind, if you remain a Catholic, you are complicit in these crimes. And that may seem harsh to people, that may seem overwrought or overdone, but I absolutely think it is true. You know that your church is responsible for raping children and covering it up, and you are still aligning yourself with that organization. You are still volunteering with it. You are still donating your time to it. You are still donating your money to it. You are still calling yourself a Catholic. If that were any other organization, if it were a company or a school or any other organization at all, you would be a social pariah to consider yourself a member of it. But because it's your church, you're sticking by it, and that is unacceptable.
Andrew Seidel of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, before I get into the text of the article, with your permission, I'm going to share it. Can we talk about some of the interactions you've had online or otherwise with public figures, elected officials, members of the church? I mean, there seems to be an awful lot of excusing, equivocation, deflection, and you're calling these people out. But can you give us a sampling of what you're up against out there?
Sure. I mean, scapegoating is a natural part of any religion, right? I mean, Jesus died for your sins. So, that he is kind of the ultimate scapegoat. So we sort of expect to see this, especially from the Catholic Church. Here in Madison, Wisconsin, there is a bishop of the Madison Diocese, Bishop Morlino, who immediately after the report was released, wrote a letter to the diocese. And the thesis is pretty simple. Blame the gays. He believes that the problem is not related to pedophilia and it's not related to the actual power structure of the church, but to he just blames it on the gays. It's all about homosexuality in his mind. And I couldn't let that one slide. So that article was sent to me by Sam Grover, another attorney here at FFRF, and he quoted a line from Hamilton. Oh my God, tear this dude apart.
Was it Donahue over at the Catholic League who was talking about, well, you know, these headlines and articles are misleading because not all involved the penetration, actual rape. Some was just fondling.
And Bill Donahue's been known to do this. I mean, and this ties in with our unfinished talk about the statutes of limitations. You know, he is one of the loudest people opposing any amendment to the statutes of limitations. And those amendments are called the Victims' Rights Act or Children Victims Act. And there was one in New York a couple of years ago in 2016 that was defeated because the Catholic Conference of Bishops pumped $2 million into lobbying against an amendment to protect child victims of priestly rape. And Donahue actually said that law was meant to, quote, rape the Catholic Church. So for him to then turn around and say, actually, it's not really rape if it's not penetration, when you're talking about kids who have the inability to consent in the first place, it's absolutely ridiculous.
We've seen much of the same sort of dodge from Cardinal Pell, right? Conveniently ill, relocates to the Vatican. He's sort of out of sight, out of touch, out of mind. Well, I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know. Doesn't even wash.
You know? It doesn't wash. And we know it's not true. You know, in every instance when we are able to access documents, it shows that this everybody at every level of the church knows what is happening. There's not really any doubt as to the fact that this is a legit attempt by the church to cover these crimes up from the priests who are committing them all the way up to the very top. I mean, we now know this to be the case. There is no doubt about that.
It is time to quit the Catholic. I mean, there are a lot of good reasons, but there's never been a better one than now. It's time to quit the Catholic Church.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
What can our listeners be doing to support the Freedom From Religion Foundation? Are there any specific endeavors or is there anything that you guys could use that we could help with or what?
I mean, well, first, everybody really ought to join. We need the help now more than ever. But if you're not going to do that, at least sign up for FFRF's action alerts so that you know when we are trying to help force these legislative changes through, when we are trying to amend the statutes of limitations, when we are trying to pressure state senators and representatives to shepherd that legislation through or vote for it. You can also text FFRF to 52886, and that will sign you up for those action alerts. So you don't even have to go to our website. That's a real easy way to do it. But I mean, we need people to stand forward right now. So you need to step forward and say, this is not okay. And even if you're not a Catholic and you have done the right thing and you have quit the church, it really is time to ask every Catholic, you know, what are you still doing calling yourself a Catholic? How is this okay with you? How can you be a moral, empathetic human being and align yourself with an organization that has institutionalized on an industrial scale the rape and torture of children and then covered it up?
The website is ffrf.org. Andrew Seidel, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I wish it was under better circumstances, but we'll get into the article that you have recently published and written. I want everyone to hear those words. I'll try to do justice to your language. And in the meantime, we'll send everybody possible over to FFRF and see if we can sort of batten down the hatches, okay?
Thank you so much, my friend. I truly appreciate it.
I'll link to Andrew Seidel's article in the description box if you want to read it or share it for yourself. Andrew Seidel. Report on PA abuse confirms it's time to quit the Catholic Church. The article says in its entirety this. It says 300 predatory priests, 1,000 child victims, 1,400 pages, 2 million documents, including many from the Catholic Church's secret archive. The numbers are all the more staggering and sobering because the Pennsylvania grand jury report released yesterday, and again, this was an article that came out on the 15th, encompassed only 6 of the 8 dioceses in the state. The report says there are significantly more victims than those named because the cover-up was so widespread and successful. Quote, we believe that the real number of children whose records were lost or who were afraid ever to come forward is in the thousands. The most important takeaway from this truly disgusting scandal, the thing that every human being should be screaming from the rooftops, is that it's time to quit the Catholic Church. This is not new. This is not a surprise. This is just a very well-documented investigation by secular authorities. If you stand by the Catholic Church, if you donate time and money to this organization, you are complicit. There's no way around it. This will not be the last report. It will not be the worst report. It's just the latest in a long line, and we all know this to be true. If you still support the Catholic Church, you are complicit in the rape of children and its cover-up. If you think that is too harsh, start thinking about the victims instead. The next section, subtitled, Religion is the Problem. It says, there are many gut-wrenching, heartbreaking details in the report. For an abbreviated catalog of horrors, see the Friendly Atheist article, and I'll link to all this in the description box for you. But the consistent theme underlying the analysis is authority. Unquestionable, unassailable authority. Divine authority. In my opinion, that is the biggest contributor to the depth, breadth, and severity of this menace. If the Catholic Church were a chain of private schools, or a secular multinational corporation, it could never get away with raping children on an industrial scale and covering it up. The difference is that these young victims are taught by everyone in their orbit that their tormentors are divine. They are the representatives of God on earth. They are not to be questioned and certainly not to be disobeyed. In fact, to disobey your tormentor is to disobey God. Under Catholic canon law, adherents are required to give a religious submission of the intellect and will to their church. The entire power structure of the Catholic Church is predicated on complete obedience to men of God. That's in quotes, men of God. The abuse is so bad in the church because it is a church. As one victim put it, the priests are much above anybody else in your family, or they are God in the flesh. The evil is boundless because of the power of religion. Here's one haunting example from the report. The victim's mother was missing Mass, and he was told by a Sunday school teacher that missing Mass could make you die. Concerned for his mother who was missing Mass, the victim went down to the church to plead the case of his mother to Father Guth, G-U-T-H, I hope I'm saying the name right. And this is a quote from the article. Guth asked the victim whether he believed that Jesus suffered and died for our sins, in response to which the victim said, of course, as that is what he was taught. Guth talked about penance and having crosses to bear and asked the victim if he would do anything to save his mother. Guth then spoke of secret confessions and penance before reaching over and unbuckling the victim's pants, pulling them down, fondling him, and sticking his finger up the victim's anus. The priest told the victim that both he and his mother would burn in hell if he ever told anyone about the, quote, secret penance. The church and its doctrine are the problem. Men who claim absolute, unquestionable power over others will abuse the power and the innocence under their sway. Catholic nuns are guilty of this abuse too, even in this report, though that isn't its primary focus. Any structure or belief system that confers such a power, divine authority, is inherently malicious. In other words, it may not be possible to divorce this kind of abuse from the church because it's the church. The sheer brazenness of many of these assaults, as detailed in the report, is likewise probably attributable to the religious power structure. The next section is titled Child Pornography Rampant in the Catholic Church. Priests regularly produced, distributed, and shared child pornography among themselves, according to the report. And he lists the specific pages in the report where that's referenced, where you can see. Four priests forced a boy to pose naked like the image of Christ on the cross. The photographs were added to a collection of similar photographs depicting other teenage boys. There were even photos of at least one priest actually sexually abusing children. He was not prosecuted because the church promised the district attorney of Carbon County that he would be transferred to a new parish. Next section, institutionalizing the rape and torture of children. The cross is an ancient torture and execution device, an odd choice as the symbol for a religion. Catholic priests in the Pittsburgh diocese found a modern and insidious use for the cross, one that harkened back to the bygone era of torture. They would gift the most pliable, reticent victims with a gold cross, marking the children for torment by their fellow pedophile priests. According to the report, the crosses were a visible designation that these children were victims of sexual abuse. They were a signal to other predators that the children had been desensitized to sexual abuse and were optimal targets for further victimization. Next section, the cover-up. The church's power structure and theology are also critical to the church's ability to cover up the vast abuse. The church kept to a 7-step playbook for concealing the truth, which relied on its power over congregants. Adherents are already primed to accept absurdities such as wine becoming blood or crackers becoming flesh if a few choice words are recited, or that 3 is really 1 and 1 is really 3. The popular paraphrase of Voltaire is spot on. Those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. Atrocities such as sending children back to church or Sunday school or Catholic school, despite knowing you're delivering them into the arms of a predator. Atrocities such as succumbing to the idea that harming the public image of the church is worse than destroying the innocence of a child. Atrocities such as obeying the church hierarchy at all costs for fear that you'll be tortured forever in hell. Parishioners, police, district attorneys, and of course priests, bishops, archbishops, and the Vatican have all been in on the cover-up. The number of those who willingly believed absurdities and turned a blind eye to the torture and abuse of children is staggering. The blame falls rightly on the church. The church knew. It kept secret archives that contained incriminating information regarding numerous priests who had molested children. Access to these secret archives was highly regulated, protected from legal discovery during litigation, and seldom turned over to the secular authorities. Even when the church was supposed to be coming clean, the secret archives date back to at least 1948. The church knew, yet actively shielded the abusers from any accountability, transferring them to new hunting grounds where they would have fresh victims. Is there a fix? The statute of limitations is run out on almost all these cases, and as a consequence of the cover-up, almost every instance of abuse the grand jury found is too old to be prosecuted, according to the report. In other words, the cover-up worked. The report recommends changes to state law. That must happen immediately. It should come as no surprise that the Catholic Church has lobbied relentlessly and at great expense against accountability measures such as Child Victims Acts, in some cases spending millions of dollars to fight the bills. Bill Donahue of the Catholic League even wrote that the New York Child Victims Act was a, quote, vindictive bill pushed by lawyers and activists out to rape the Catholic Church. Religion really does poison everything. The law must change. Pennsylvania's legislature needs to hear from you. Please read FFRF's action alert and contact your legislators now. And then it's time to ask any observant Catholic you know, why haven't you quit the Catholic Church? Join the effort to call out the Church, challenge practicing Catholics, non-practicing Catholics in your own life, and stand privately and publicly against any institution that would allow, enable, and cover up the abuse of children. Thanks for listening.
Follow The Thinking Atheist on Facebook and Twitter. Watch dozens of original videos on The Thinking Atheist YouTube channel. And visit our website for resources, links, contact information, the editor's blog, and more. TheThinkingAtheist.com.